starring Fred McMurray, and as Bub, William Frawley.
Is it okay if Ernie comes over to spend the night?
Oh, you're a new pal, huh?
Yeah, he's kind of peculiar. He follows me around all the time. I think he says in English.
That kid ought to be horsewhipped. Well, if you don't like him, why do you want him over here?
Well, he says kind of interesting junk sometimes. Can he stay?
Well, if it's all right with his folks, yeah. Go ahead and invite him.
Thanks, Buck.
All right.
Okay, Ernie. Come on. Bob, this is Ernie Thompson. Hi.
Hi.
3 men and 11 kids have died so far fighting for this map.
Looks like some map you drew yourself.
That's what's so clever. The purple crowd who robbed the bank made it look like a kid drew it, in case anybody found it.
Yeah? Well, how come it's drawn on that kind of paper we have at school?
The purple crowd thinks of everything.
I drew a map of these woods a long time ago when I was a kid, too. I'll show you. See?
So what does that prove? I don't see any X where they buried the money.
Well, just because there's an X on yours doesn't mean there's any money there either.
Just about $2 million, that's all.
$2 million?
That's how much was stolen, wasn't it? Don't you read the papers?
Well, sure.
I think we'd better go out to the woods right now, before somebody else figures it out.
Well, I don't know.
I'll give you 40% on the $2 million.
Well, 40% of nothing is nothing.
Wouldn't you like to be the only kid in the block with a whole bunch of $100 bills?
Sure.
You coming?
Well.
Swell. We better start right now, because when it gets real dark, you can't tell which side of the trees the moss is growing on.
What's moss got to do with it?
When you're in the forest, the moss always grows on the north side of the trees, so you know where you are. And I ain't feeling for moss in the dark. You coming?
No, not really. But I guess Tramp could use a walk in the forest. Let's take a flashlight. Come on, Tramp, let's go.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Oh, a big lodge meeting tonight?
Well, I'm going to be installed high potentate of the Northern Lights, that's all.
Great.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What is that, President?
No, Sergeant at Arms. President is the Imperial most fabulous potentate.
Let me help you put this on.
Oh, Bob, is it okay if Sally comes over for dinner? She's going to type out my psych notes for me.
You mean that poor girl, after doing her work all day, has to come over here and do yours?
Well, just until she drops from exhaustion.
Well, see that everybody's on time for dinner, because I'm not waiting.
All right. Okay. Buddy.
All right.
We take 14 paces from the people's bones, and then we go due north.
What people's bones?
I don't know the names or anything. There's some people that got killed. They had the plague or something. Anyway, this is where their bones are.
And please see that Chip and Ernie wash themselves for dinner. And don't make a pig out of yourself in front of Sally.
I won't.
Well, thanks for pressing the dinner jacket, Bub.
Oh, that's all right.
Pot roast, huh?
Yeah, you're going to miss a good dinner. Say, who's the model you're taking out?
Well, you're taking out a model, Dad?
I am. Her name is Valerie Hobbs, who, incidentally, has just been chosen Miss Slipstream by the Aeronautical Engineers of America.
Miss Slipstream? Sounds turbulent.
Yes, and they tell me she is mature enough for me, but still is turbulent, believe it or not.
Where are you having dinner?
I've made reservations at the Royal Horse.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah. Where's Chipper?
Oh, he and another lad are out on a hike. They'll be home any minute.
All right, well, say goodnight to him for me, huh? See you later.
Dad?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask her if she has any little sister models running around the house that might like to go out with a guy that's practically old enough to grow a mustache?
Do that, Rod. Good night.
Night.
I'll burn their britches when they get home.
Are you talking about Chip and Ernie, Bub?
Well, I'm not talking about Weber and Fields. I didn't want to say anything in front of your dad, but they're 20 minutes overdue now.
It's all right, Bub. They'll be safe in those woods.
How do you figure that?
Yeah, they've got Tramp with them.
Boy, this sure is a dumb time to do that.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's he know you got us lost with the stupid map you drew yourself?
It's not my fault it got so dark. Hey, he's digging up one of the people's bones.
He is not. He probably buried that there himself once.
You know what you got, Chip? You got a dog that's a people eater.
It's almost 7, Robbie. I think you better go look for them.
All right, Bob. Bob, quit worrying, will you? Kids are always late to everything because they have no sense of time. Do you remember that time I stayed on the roller coaster for 20 rides and you had them dragging the leg for me?
That was a magnificent experience. Now get going.
Now, Bob, don't do anything dumb like calling the police or anything, all right?
What's dumb about calling the police?
Because when you find out you called them for nothing, that makes you feel sort of stupid.
Thanks, Socrates.
Can't that goofy dog walk and carry the bone at the same time?
If you think he's goofy, how come you're hanging around just to be near him?
I'm not hanging around just to be near him. I hate him.
Yeah? Well, I'd rather have him than your nothing map.
All right, you find your way home with your dumb dog, and I'll take my map.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Wait a minute. What about the flashlight?
What do you mean? It's my flashlight.
Why am I supposed to read my map in the dark?
Go and feel the trees for moss or something.
Okay, I will.
Hey, Ernie, come here. Here.
Don't worry, Chip. I'll tell him you're lost.
Yeah, when I get home, I'll send Tramp back to find you. Come on, Tramp, let's go. Tramp, let's go. Tramp, will you go?
Ernie! Chip! Chip! Boy, sure glad I'm not that dumb kid anymore. Tramp!
Wolves! They're coming from over there. Come on, Tramp, let's get out of here.
Well, all I can say is we engineers have very good taste.
Well, thank you, sir.
How long have you lived in Bryant Park, Valerie?
Oh, let's see now, about 7 months.
Oh, you're just a newcomer.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, I've been here a few years. The boys started school here, and Mike, the oldest boy, is, he's a junior in college.
Oh, really?
Telephone for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wonder who's calling me here. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you getting along with that Miss Oil Pressure, or whatever her name is?
Oh, fine, Bob. The boy's grandfather.
Well, if she's anything like that Miss Punxsutawney I went with in 1921, you've got an evening ahead of you that will...
Look, Bob, why did you call me?
Well, I called you to tell you that fat-headed son of yours is out in the woods.
He's still out in the woods? What do you mean he's still out in the woods?
Woods, like in forest. He went there with that Ernie kid, and they're not home yet.
They're not home yet?
Bob, tell him about the map we found.
Oh, yeah. We found a map in his room that had a lot of stuff on it about a swamp and crocodiles.
Hey, Bob, let me talk to you. Dad?
Yes, Mike.
Well, listen, it's nothing to get excited about, but I thought you ought to know. I found this map right out in the open on Chip's bed. And from the looks of it, he and this Ernie and Tramp probably went treasure hunting or something.
Look, Mike, where do you think they might be?
Well, according to the map, they should be somewhere around where the new highway cuts through the Bryant Woods. We sent Rob out to look for him. If he doesn't get back soon, I'll go.
Well, look, don't everybody leave now. Somebody ought to be there when the boys get home.
Well, okay. Sally and I'll stay here. If Rob doesn't get back soon, Bub will go.
Give me the phone.
Oh, here's Bub.
Look, Steve, this is nothing to go up in flames about. Just relax.
Okay, Bob. But if the boys don't get there pretty quick, you call me back.
Okay, so long. All that guy does is worry.
Where are you going?
I'm going out and find Chip. It wasn't so long ago there were bears in that forest.
Bears?
Bob, it's been 30 years since anybody's seen a bear in Bryant Woods.
Yeah, well, one of them might have over-hibernated.
Hi. were scared.
I was not scared.
Looks like your silly old dog still can't find his way out of a paper bag.
Yeah, well, your dumb map's dumber than Tramp. Who needs it? So long.
So long.
If you're scared and want to stick around, it's okay with me.
I never get scared. It's just that you and Tramp will be lost without me.
I guess I'm what you might call a freelance engineer. I mean, I don't work for any one company.
Steve, why don't you go?
To go where?
To the woods. You've been there for the last 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah, I guess I have, Valerie. Look, I hate to do this, but if you don't mind, I...
Let's go.
Well, I don't want you to get mixed up in this.
But don't be silly. I'm the type who can't put down a book till the story's finished.
Yeah, but... All right. Waiter.
Boy, we ought to give Tramp a medal. He practically saved our lives.
Yeah, it's a good thing I figured out how he always points with the other end.
What's the matter?
I could have sworn I heard Chip's voice. Chip?
Nobody home. Boy, I lost all night. Nobody even cares. Nothing to eat either.
I'm too tired.
Well, we can take the cookies up.
Come on in, Mike. You've got them on your mind so much, you probably just imagined it.
Yeah, maybe so. I think I better call Ernie's folks. What's his last name?
Thompson.
Chipper!
Chip?
Oh, look out. Yeah. Chipper! Oh, I got a barbed wire fence. Well, there's a gate someplace. Look, Valerie, why don't you go back to the car? You're really not dressed for this.
Neither are you.
Well,
come on, we've got to find those boys.
Well, hold up this top wire here. Be careful of your fingers now, that barbed wire. There. Okay. Now, Valerie, really, you ought to go back to the car, honestly. You're never going to get through. Well, now, wait just a minute. All right. Get your hair done. Wait. You see, you've caught your hair. Wait a minute, hold still. Hold still.
Well, unhook it, Steve.
Well, now, don't cut me here. Back up. There. Oh, your beads are all loose.
Never mind. It's all right.
Valerie.
Just lift up that bottom wire.
Well, all right. Sit down. Here. Not yet. Pardon me. There you are. All right. Oh, wait. There goes the dress. And there goes the coat.
Are you hurt?
No, it's all right. Chipper!
Ernie!
Chip! You're just ruining your...
Chip! Hey, what about that log?
Yeah, well, wait. Don't. Oh, it's solid, all right. Yeah, we can cross here. B, you better take your shoes off.
Good idea.
Might be slippery. Chipper! Now, be careful here. Let me take your hand. There we are. Okay. Fine.
Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm very sure-footed.
Chip!
Ernie!
Now, can I give you a hand?
Thank you. Oh, what?
Oh,
Here. Well, it's good you took your shoes off.
My bag.
Oh, here. Wait, oh, my shoes. Wait a minute. Here's your bag. Here's
your glove. My glove.
I can't find it. I don't, well, doesn't do much good anymore. Come on.
Good. Yeah. Ernie!
Oh, Valerie, this is ridiculous. If we can find our way out of here, we'd better do what we should have done in the first place. Call the police.
All they do is come out here, and we're here already.
Yeah, but... That sounds like Tramp.
Halloween is a little early this year.
Now, that doesn't sound like Tramp. Well, officers, you know, it's a funny thing. I was just saying to Miss Hobbs that we ought to call the police.
Just a minute.
I'm Mr. Douglas, and this is Miss Hobbs. She's just been elected Miss Slipstream.
Miss Slipstream?
Yes, that's right. She's a model, you see.
A model what?
Good question, officer, but there's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
That's right. You see, my son Chip and a friend of his came out in the woods today.
The woods is full of them.
Robbie.
Dad.
Well, officer, this is my son, Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie, this is Miss Hobbs, the girl I was telling you about.
Really, Dad?
It's hard to believe, Robbie, but I really am.
Now, fellas, like I was saying before, my son, Chip, and a friend of his came out here.
All right, Bubbles, get ready to...
Craving...
I'm Mrs. Thompson.
I'm Mike Douglas. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson. This is Sally Morrison.
How do you do?
Well, I'm so glad you called. Any news of the boys?
No, the police are checking with the station right now.
But don't worry, Mrs. Thompson. The police will find them.
Every time we turn around, that little Ernie gets into trouble. Wait till I get my hands on that boy.
Jeffrey, let's find out what the police have to say.
All right, Sarge.
Good heavens.
I'll explain it all later.
Okay, Sarge, call the family here if anything develops.
What did he say?
Well, we got half the police force searching the woods, and they picked up two people who seemed to know something about the case.
My baby. My poor baby.
Oh, just a minute, mister. Just a minute.
Why, Mr. Douglas, I live here.
Oh.
Are the boys home?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, the fellows in squad car 11 want me to tell you the captain wants you to go back on patrol right away.
Oh, thank you very much.
Come on, Valerie. No word on the boys at all.
No, Dad. Dad, this is Mr. and Mrs. Thompson.
How do you do, Mr. Douglas?
How do you do? This is Miss Hobbs.
How do you do? Hi.
She's a model.
We had a little trouble with the swamp.
Yes, we were out in the woods looking for the boys and we fell in.
Robbie, show the lady where there's some soap and water.
Right up this way. And give her one of my robes, will you, Rob?
Okay.
Thank you.
You could use a little yourself.
I know, but I know you're as worried about the boys as I am, Mr. Thompson, but, well, I guess there's really nothing we can do except wait.
Yes, I suppose so.
I'm sure the police will find them, all right.
You know, this is even worse than the time the little demon tried to make it to the moon on a skate coaster.
It's just that Ernest has such an active imagination. He tried to write a book when he was four.
Tale of the Supernatural.
Hey, everybody. Dad? I think you can stop worrying now.
What do you mean, Rob?
Well, I just went into my room and Chip and Ernie are there.
They're upstairs?
Yeah, they're in bed, sound asleep.
Demon.
Well, how in the heck did they get
up? Try and stop me, Mother. There are times when a boy has to be disciplined.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, do something. He'll strike the boy.
Mrs. Thompson, I think we could use a little more spanking and a little less discussion around here. Right up this way, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, my Poor baby. His ego is so easily bruised.
Lady, that's not where he's going to get spanked.
Right in here, Mr. Thompson. Look at the two of them lying there as if nothing...
It's funny. But when I see him asleep like that, I just...
I know.
Boy, it was a real panic. Ernie was running around feeling the trees for moss. I felt sorry for him and gave him my flashlight.
We've heard that story 20 times. Now lay off, will you?
Well, I gotta admit, it was pretty scary.
Well, I guess you learned a lesson, didn't you, Chipper?
Yeah, being lost is worse than any old thing.
Who was it, Rob?
It was me, Dad. Special delivery.
Special delivery, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's a picture of a girl. Well, let's see the latest high school heartthrob. Well, now, wait a minute. Listen. Dear Robbie, I want you to see what I look like without the mud. I hope you and your father will consider me turbulent. Valerie. See that?
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice picture of her.
Oh, wow.
Chipper?
Well, anyway, Ernie went one way. Me and Tramp went the other way. He must have got scared of fathers or something.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.